Dr. Abdul Al Sayed, thanks for making time.
Of course. Pleasure's mine.
Why did you quit your day job leading Detroit's health department to run for governor?
Yeah, I loved my role in Detroit. It was really meaningful to me. I think right now the state of our democracy is such is that we need moral leadership. And I was doing quite a lot on the technical side to be able to rebuild a health department in one of the poorest cities in America. And we got a lot done. And I knew that I had built enough of a team that I could pass it on. And I felt like the responsibility right now was to stand up on a set of values that I believe deeply in. And those include a sense of responsibility to poor and working people, a sense of a belief in equity and evidence as values that matter, and the fact that evidence needs to be used when we make hard decisions in a complex world. And I felt like whether it was government run as business per the current administration, poisoning 9,000 kids, failing to invest in public schools, failing to build a 21st century economy, or it is actions that are being taken by the White House right now that have put a lot of people at risk and have singled out people of color, but there's a responsibility right now to stand up, to call our country back to the set of ideals that we have invested in since 1776, and I feel that that's the work that needs to be done right now.
You talked about a number of your priorities and what they would be tonight. What would you want to focus on day one if you're elected governor?
Clean government. Right now, we have too many lawmakers who are bought and sold because we have some of the worst transparency in the country. Campaign finances in Michigan is among the least transparent. We have a system of gerrymandering that means that some votes are worth more than others. The term limits right now have created a morass where there's really not a system of holding lawmakers accountable. So on day one, I want to be able to push for truly bipartisan redistricting. I want to pass campaign finance reform that holds all lawmakers accountable. I want to remove term limits for congressmen and senators so that them rather than the staff are actually accountable. And I want to make sure that both the Senate and the governor are vulnerable to FOIA so that we know exactly what they're saying and doing.
There are a number of veteran politicians either running right now or considering running for governor. This is your first time running for office. Are you ready to lead the state?
I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't believe I was fundamentally ready to lead the state. The experience that I have is rebuilding an agency whose focus is the health and well-being of 677,000 people in one of the most vulnerable cities in our state or in our country. I knew what it was like to be at the other end of the phone, whether the call was at 1 p.m. or 1 a.m., around something that was happening that could harm people's health. That ability to lead an institution is critical. I'm the only one who's ever led an institution bigger than 30 people in government. And that's the experience that we need right now. Not only that, we need people who are thinking outside the box about the challenges that we face. One of the biggest ones is that our economy is failing young people. And as somebody who is a millennial myself, I understand what millennials are looking for in their economy. And we have to start building that to be able to be the kind of competitive state that we've always needed to be. And to build an economy that's sustainable over the long term.
You led the health department of Detroit for 2 years. What are you most proud of that you accomplished during that time?
I'm proud of a lot of the things we did. I'll give you three. Number one, we built a program to give every child in the city of Detroit a pair of glasses who needed one, because we found that about 30% of our kids, we would know that they needed glasses, but they wouldn't get them. So we built a program to deliver them glasses free at school so that they would have a pair and they could see the school board. Second, when one of the local refineries, one of the biggest polluters in the city, wanted to increase their emissions in one of the most polluted zip codes in the entire state, we stood up and we forced them to invest $10 million to reduce their emissions overall to protect our children from asthma, which is one of the highest rates in the entire state of Michigan. And then when we heard about the Flint water crisis, we had every single school, daycare, and Head Start tested for lead in their water. 360 schools, daycares, and Head Starts, which is now model practice nationwide per the National Association of City and County Health Officials. And then most of all, we rebuilt a department. It is now a department that has five different campuses doing great work for the people of the city of Detroit. It is sustainable. It is functioning, and it is giving Detroiters the goods and services it needs. I know that we can do that at the state level. It's a brand of leadership and a culture of leadership that we have not seen in Michigan for some time that I believe I can bring back to state government.
Dr. Abdul Al Sayed is a Democrat running for governor in Michigan. Thanks for making time.
thank you for making the time yourself.